country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey folks, you are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. This is your host, James Kelso, in a live program here on Monday, January 28th, 2019. Thanks for joining us. I'm up in North Dakota, and we're coming to you through the offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. And you're welcome to appear on the show at our call-in number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see, what other housekeeping? That's it. We've got the date, the place, and what you can do to participate in the show. We're on for 1 hour tonight, and we'll try to update the goings-on in the Trump era of the Trump Phenomenon worldwide. And we just barely touch on the worldwide aspect of the Trump phenomenon. Shame on me, but we touch upon it now and then. The nationalist, populist, patriot movement in places like Poland, Hungary, Austria, France, Britain, and actually in every European nation. You know, I'll tell you, an area where I haven't noticed much news, purely my own ignorance, but I haven't seen stories coming out of Australia. I don't know exactly why. Whether maybe, is there not much of a patriot uprising in Australia, so producing not much news, or is it just I'm in the dark? If any of you callers know the scene in Australia, any of you Aussies out there, or if you just know the scene there, you might educate our audience a little bit. I'm sure the Trump phenomenon is going on in Australia. Our Australian cousins are too brilliant and too independent-minded for this not to be happening. But I just haven't heard a thing, really. And Australia, you know, in the scheme of things, the future, I'll wax a little bit lyrical and philosophical here about the future of the white race. Australia could and should be a very important piece of real estate in the future of our people. Look at the size of Australia. Look at the history of Australia. It's a place settled by white folks. Yes, there were some Aborigines there, a very small number, and something not very well known. Those Aborigines hadn't been there that long, but a very small number of Aborigines. So Australia is a white nation created by white folks. It's the place where the White Australia policy was born in 1901, or codified into an actual act of government called the White Australia Policy in 1901. At the first session of the Australian Parliament or Congress, boy, my ignorance is showing there. But at their first legislative session, the first thing the Australian people did was to create the White Australia Policy, which affirmed that Australia was, from its beginning, is, at the time, in 1901, and shall, the operative word, the imperative, shall always be a white nation. And that the policies of the government shall be designed to secure that end. Wow. And that policy was endorsed by all Australian governments, left, right, or center, socialist-oriented, capitalist-oriented, right-wing, left-wing. They all endorsed that policy right up till, yes, that crucial event in the destruction of white esprit and white solidarity, World War II, the event that wrecked everything, and led by my favorite guy, Uncle Adolf. So, yes, that was what undid the White Australia policy in Australia. So a lot of bad things have happened in Australia, from what I hear, from what I read. There are a lot of Looney Tunes in Australia, just as we have Looney Tunes in our nation, in other nations like America, who want open borders, who want to flood in as many third worlders as they possibly can. And in Australia, it's a slightly different selection of third worlders. Mexicans can't walk all the way to Australia, so they don't have much of a Mexican invasion. The people that show up in Australia are from places like Indonesia, from whence they can come on rickety boats quite easily. Places like Borneo and Southeast Asia, India. People there in the Southeastern Asia area, by plane and by boat. Not by foot. Not happening on foot. invading Australia. So anyway, the Trump phenomenon, active all over the world. I also haven't had an update on what's going on in Argentina. There appears to be something going on in Brazil. There's quite a large white population in Brazil. Brazil, not as white a nation as Argentina is, but the Brazilian president turns out to be a Trumpian kind of a guy. So that's an interesting story. But anyway, we're trying to cover the impossible task of covering the Trump phenomenon around the world. And so let's go to our focus, which is here in the United States. Let's talk a little bit about what's been happening. Here's a Trump tweet. Let's go to Trump's tweets. I've mentioned that I think Fox News is the only large news outlet that has patriot viewpoints, the only one. And folks, don't take that for granted. We don't know how that came to be. I don't think this has anybody written the story of how Fox turned out to have a right-wing patriot element within it. But I'll bet you, like so many things in history, it comes down to a group of less than six people who made that happen. And had those six people, and by the way, I might say as few as one person. So many things in history would not have happened without one person. But had that one or six or however many few people not sweated and toiled to create some kind of a right-wing resistance at Fox, we would have a shutout in the mass news. Think about it. Think how ugly that scene would be. You could not turn on television and get any truth at all. Wow. That's bleak. Now, that's 1984 writ large. That's the telescreen. That's Big Brother. And you and I and the patriots that are alert, we're already educated on a lot of things, we would know to search and hunt and find, in the nooks and crannies of the internet, we would find places to get news and information. But the average public would not. So we would continue in our tiny minority, our tiny little community of people. And the same thing I just described about how one person can make a difference, we'll save that for another time, but we can analyze the question of taking Donald Trump for granted. Donald Trump was not an inevitable phenomenon. Had he been halfway down the escalator on, trying to remember the date, June 16th, was it, 2015, had he been halfway down the escalator, or let's say it would kind of be unseemly for him to try to come back up the escalator the way silly people like myself and kids go backwards on escalators. He couldn't do that with Melania with him. But had he paused at the top of the escalator and looked at Melania and said, honey, I don't think this is going to work out. Let's go back to our place. Had he done that, all of this incredible stuff that's happened to us over the last 3 years would not have happened. I don't think there would have been another different Donald Trump. We would have instead had Jeb Bush campaigning against Marco Rubio and John McCain, and so on down the list, with the outlier, the dissenter, being Rand Paul, a good man, but Rand Paul, not like his father, being an outlier, not able to carry it through to victory, which is exactly what Donald Trump said the first time I heard him speak. That's what he said to the audience I was in. As much as we may love Ron Paul, he can't win. Oh, gee. The crowd I was in booed in 2011, in the late winter of 2011, when he said that at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in Washington, D.C. I don't remember. It was Omni Shoreham Hotel, maybe, or the other one that's right next to it. And 10,000 of us there. Anyway, but now let me get to that point. I've said that Fox... What a long-winded way to get to my point. I've said that even at Fox, don't take it for granted, even at Fox, there are the left-wingers, the controlled media people. They're in there. Like this guy, Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith would be right at home at CNN or MSNBC, right at home, fit right in. He doesn't have a right-wing bone in his body. And there are other people like that. Well, here's an interesting tweet from the president who's noticing this. He's watching CNN, and he tweets today. He says, never thought I'd say this, but I think John Roberts at Fox and Jillian Turner at Fox have even less understanding of the wall negotiations than the folks at fake news CNN and NBC. So he's watching Fox coverage, which is by these people, which is screwy and misguided, and might as well be on CNN. So he's noticing this fact. Then the president tweets further, look to final results. So he's saying, come on, folks, hang on. February 15th is the cutoff on the three-week interlude in which the demon rats are offered a chance to agree to fund a wall, which they're not going to do, I would predict. And then Donald Trump will be, he says, off, it's off to the races. I interpret that to mean we're probably going to see an executive order, a declaration of a national emergency, and then the announcement of various pools of money, easily $15, $10 billion worth, accessible to the president legally, with which the Army Corps of Engineers is going to begin immediate construction of the wall. And the president is just saying, cool your jets. I did not sell out. That's how I'm reading it. And then he says, where does he say it? Don't know how my poll numbers are so good, especially up 19% with Hispanics. Then he says in his next tweet today, after all that I have done, no, sorry, this is yesterday. After all that I have done, listen to this one, folks, if you're trying to gauge whether the president is for real. I think he is. After all that I have done for the military, our great veterans, judges, 99 of them he's appointed, justices, two of them, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, tax and regulation cuts, the economy, energy, trade, and much more. Does anybody, here's a question to all of us, does anybody really think I won't build the wall? Then he says, done more. And of course, this is tweet talk, Twitter talk, which is, you know, has this lack of conjunctions and, you know, abbreviated words and so on because of the text limit. Done more in first 2 years than any president, exclamation mark. Make America great again, in all caps, exclamation mark. I read that as a sincere man who's speaking plainly. I am going to build the wall. All right, let's look at some more tweets. And remember, he goes from the general, as he just did, to the specific, very deftly. He goes from one issue to another issue. The man is, the term they have among geniuses, he's a polymath. He's a genius at many things. He says, tariffs on the dumping of steel in the United States have totally revived our steel industry. Remember, these are the people that will build the steel for the Great Wall of Trump. New and expanded plants are happening all over the U.S. We have not only saved this important industry, but created many jobs. Also, billions paid to our treasury. A big win for the United States. All right, let's update further. And now he's quoting a good guy at Fox and Friends. And I'm really up on Fox and Friends, and I would know this guy's face, I'm sure, in a moment. But I don't know his name, DeRoy Murdoch. And so the president is quoting a Fox personality that he likes. And here's the quote from DeRoy Murdoch. Or, oh, I don't know that he's a Fox person. He's maybe a guest at Fox. But this person, with whom I'm not familiar, says, in the media's effort to destroy the president, they are actually destroying themselves. Given all of the tremendous headwinds this president has faced, it's amazing. He has accomplished so much, unquote. And then Donald Trump's comment on that quote is, I agree. And that's something I've been saying. I think it's fair to say what I've been saying. I think the president just said it right there. You've got to factor into your appraisal of Mr. Trump the headwinds, what did he call it? The tremendous headwinds he has faced. He's sailing into a hurricane, and he's somehow managing to tack upwind in a hurricane. Speaking of good guys who've done great jobs, there was a great show yesterday done by Mark Levin. That show goes on. Wait a minute. Let me think about this. The Levin Show. Yeah, it's a Sunday night show. And it was wonderful. Wonderful. Incredible. He interviewed a person I have not appreciated. Let me find her. What happened to my tab on her? Here it is. Here's her book. What a person. Sidney Powell. You want to remember that name. This is a remarkable woman. Tremendous career as a prosecutor, also as a defense attorney, a really illustrious career at the highest level, and her book is called, this book I'm looking at, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Wow. And it's a bestseller on Amazon. Let's see how much of a bestseller it is. It is rated, it's got a 5-star customer review, weighs 1.2 pounds, so it's a big book, 464 pages, whopper. Whoa, whoa, I did not realize this. It's number 5 in all books, number 1 in government, number 1 in judicial branch, number 1 in judicial system. And number 5 in all books. That, my friends, since a lot of basically comic books make it into the top 100, she might be the top serious book. Oh, yeah. Number 1 at Amazon is Michelle Obama's incredibly good book, Becoming. God, that's number 1. Then some just silly books like The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. So 3 books like that are 2, 3, and 4. Those silly books. Number 5, the top serious book in America, which means in the world, Licensed to Lie by Sidney Powell, $13.36. Let me see when it came out. And then let me find any of the other books that we're really enthusiastic about. Let's see here. There's a new one. This is new to me. I'm not aware of this one. Number 11 is Team of Vipers. My Extraordinary Days in the Trump White House. And I see you there. I see George in Texas. Any other good books? This is important, folks. What's getting out there, that's patriot literature, is important. Here's a good one. Spygate, number 23, by Dan Bongino. That's a good one. I've got that. Going down further, no left-wing books other than the horrible Michelle Obama book at the top at number 1. Let's find one. I'm not finding, let's see, keep going. Silly books. Here's one, number 41. This is a good one, and you should have it. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. But don't get the modern version. They've rewritten the book. Go on eBay and order an original How to Win Friends and Influence People from Dale Carnegie and get the original unbowdlerized book. They've modernized, supposedly updated the book, but in so doing, they've lost the greatness of Dale Carnegie. So don't read the current book, the current version. Dale Carnegie didn't write that one. Okay, now here's a new one. This is worth mentioning. I haven't read it yet. Let Me Finish. This is by Chris Christie. Number 43. Let Me Finish. Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and, let me get up close here, and the power of in-your-face politics. And in this book, Chris Christie, I'm reading, he is none too fond of the Kushners. I don't know what he thinks of Steve Bannon. But he does mention that Steve Bannon, that Jared Kushner, is the one who got Chris Christie fired, according to Chris Christie. And Kushner didn't have the guts to do it himself. So he tasked Steve Bannon with the task of going over to Christie and saying, you're fired. Well, there you go. Now we're up to the book number 50. And, you know, this is kind of important to see what are people reading. You know, are they reading To Kill a Mockingbird? Unfortunately, number 51 is To Kill a Mockingbird. But I see any more of the good books here? Nope. Going down, we're in the 60s. And, number 69. Kamala Harris, The Truths We Hold, An American Journey. Oh, spare me. I don't have enough money to be able to buy that book. Goodnight Moon is number 70. Now, there's a good book. Do you remember that one? Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Boy, we all grew up with that book. Many of us did. Goodnight Moon. And we're down. A lot of the books that we really love have disappeared. Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. Amazing book. Up at number 83, I got to meet Ray Bradbury, and I've got signed copies of his books. Most of his books, I have a signed copy from Ray Bradbury, who is a cousin. going down, so books that we really like have disappeared. They've dropped down. And now, remember, I'm relying upon Amazon to be truthful about, now I'm at number 100. And that was it. So great books like Greg Jarrett's book and others have now dropped down in sales. So let's go to this. I want to play a little clip of this incredible woman, Sidney Powell. Listen to her. She's great. And she was on for 40 minutes last night on Life, Liberty, and Levin. And here's what why I'm praising Mark Levin. He did the best expose of the criminality of Andy Weissman, who is the number one right-hand man and of Robert Beria Mueller. Mueller has dragged Weissman around with him as his lapdog for decades, going back to the Enron case even. And Weissman, what Mark Levin exposes is that Andy Weissman is vicious. He is a vicious person who, as a blood sport, that's the phrase that Levin used, he destroys people as a blood sport in which he revels. He has destroyed the lives of thousands of people with judicial malpractice, prosecutorial malpractice. So listen to Sidney Powell being interviewed by Mark Levin.
For everything. Andrew Weissman. So let's focus a little bit on.
But just listen, we'll go a little earlier. Here we go. Okay, here he is. Introducing Sidney Powell.
To both parties.
Right? Exactly.
And you also have been counsel, lead counsel, in more than 500 federal appeals, 350 of them as an assistant United States attorney and appellate section chief in the Western and Northern districts of Texas. I just want our audience to know how significant that is, how impressive that is, because there's a lot of brilliant assistant United States attorneys out there. And you were one of them.
Thank you.
And I want to take a very, very close look at Robert Mueller's office. A lot of people focus on Robert Mueller, and they should.
But we'll come right back. In
there, my word.
He's about to make a big point. We'll come right back.
And a Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome back, folks. Got another half hour to go in tonight's show, and I'm going to concentrate on Mark Levin's interview with Sidney Powell here for a few minutes. And we've got some callers waiting patiently in line, George in Texas, Ken in Fort Worth, and Dr. Kelly in California. So I'll get to all of you shortly here. I just want to throw another little bit of info out there. Let me read just a little bit about this book, Licensed to Lie, which remarkably is the number one book. And I was thinking, well, maybe it was just published, so it's brand new, and that's why it's at the top. Doesn't appear to be the case. It's the second edition was published October 23rd, 2018. So how is this book ahead of all these other great books, like, for instance, Tucker Carlson's Ship of Fools? This must be one hell of a book. It's all by itself up there at the top. You can't include Michelle Obama's book as a serious book. So I'm going to order a copy of this book. And here's what the author says. A former federal prosecutor under 9 U.S. attorneys from both political parties over 10 years and 3 districts, Sidney Powell was lead counsel in 350 criminal appeals for the United States and more than 150 since in private practice. I have no idea what age she is. She doesn't have a Wikipedia article, which must mean that she has, apparently there is some way to prevent Wikipedia from publishing an article about oneself. And I wish I knew how that's done. But she appears to have done it because she's very famous and there's no Wikipedia article. So she must have sent some kind of letter, kind of impressive from the kind of attorney she is, saying, "Don't you dare." And they didn't. It was from her experience in several of her cases that she felt compelled to write Licensed to Lie, exposing corruption in the Department of Justice after seeing a core group of federal prosecutors break all the rules, make up crimes. Now, folks, this is what's happening with Mueller and his sidekick, Andrew Weissman, right now. Make up crimes, hide evidence, and send innocent people to prison. The book reads like a legal thriller, but it names the prosecutors who then rose to positions of great power and the judges who turned a blind eye to their abuses of unfettered power. Sidney Powell, oh, and I'm saying I have no idea what her age is. She's a beautiful woman, a wonderful smile, and wonderful voice. It's just fun listening to her. Sidney is highly sought to comment on current legal issues and government investigations, especially the special investigation led by Robert Mueller and his chief lieutenant, Andrew Weissman, who is a true villain in Licensed to Lie. And you can find her at sidneypowell.com. I'll look in there before the show's over here and see what we can see about her there. But let's go to our callers now. And what Mark Levin, before I go to you callers, what Mark Levin accomplished in the brilliant show last night is he established, let's play it. We were listening to the audio when I interrupted it. Here it is. Here he goes. He's going to tell you what he's doing last night.
There. And you were one of them.
Thank you.
And I want to take a very, very close look at Robert Mueller's office. A lot of people focus on Robert Mueller, and they should. But this Svengalian there, my word, is the number two guy who Mueller relies on for everything, Andrew Weissman. So let's focus a little bit on Andrew Weissman.
And at this point, the show cuts to a picture of Andrew Weissman's face. And in exactly the same way that when you look at Robert Mueller's face, if you can't see the evil in that face, you're blind to it. And if you can't see the evil in Andrew Weissman's face, you're blind to evil. This is an evil man.
The American people know who he is and knows who really is the, in many cases, the Wizard of Oz. Tell us about Andrew Weissman.
Well, I have called Mr. Weissman the poster boy for prosecutorial misconduct because Mueller had a role in handpicking him for head of the Enron task force and appointing him to that position.
And what was Mueller at the time?
Mueller was in the FBI at the time.
He was the director of the FBI.
Yes.
So he picks Weissman to handle the Enron case.
Yes. Weissman was deputy director at the time when it first started under Leslie Caldwell, who was the chief of the Enron task force.
And folks, this is in October of 2001. What had happened the month before? September 11th. 2001. That's right. World Trade Center 7, 1 and 2 came down. And so Andy Weissman was a deputy director, assistant deputy director. They have so many titles. But he was a henchman under FBI director Robert Mueller, who is the man who covered up what really happened on September 11th. What really happened to those towers? Why did they fall in a controlled, obvious, controlled demolition? Robert Mueller prevented any investigation of that question, just as he is right now preventing any investigation of the crimes of the Obama administration and the Clinton Foundation and family. He's a fixer. He's a cover-up man. So we listen a little bit more to this lovely Sidney Powell.
Was first created in the collapse of Enron. So they set about and targeted Arthur Andersen to begin with, the venerable accounting firm.
So they're investigating Enron.
Yeah.
Now, what she sketches out, I'll have to abbreviate this. I'd rather have her explain it better than me. But what she explains is that the MO of Weissman and Mueller is to squeeze people, to terrify them. That's why I call him Mueller, Lavrenti Beria. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. That was the Soviet principle. If you torture somebody enough, they'll confess to anything and they'll make up anything you want them to make up. And they'll swear to it on their mother's grave. Because you're pulling their fingernails out, you're crushing them. You know, you're squeezing their head in a vice. You're threatening their children and their family. And that's what Mueller's doing now. He's attempting to do it to Roger Stone. Goon Squad 29. Highly armed SWAT team members with 17 vehicles, including two armored cars and a helicopter overhead. In the dark before dawn, five heavy, nasty Knox, FBI, warrant. And Roger Stone's asleep upstairs with his wife, who's deaf, who later in a few minutes would be facing a guy pointing a gun at her, and she's deaf, and he's shouting commands at her. What an invitation to catastrophe. Roger Stone had no weapons in his house, but if you were that deaf woman, and a guy with a gun comes in your room and you're trying to wake up from sleep and you're deaf and he's yelling at you and pointing a gun at you. And if you had a gun on the nightstand, yeah, would you maybe pull that gun up and hold it or grab it? And what would happen as soon as you reached for that gun? You'd have just reaching for it. Boom, 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 boom. You're dead. So... So this is the Weissman-Mueller technique, the Goon Squad. Paul Manafort raided before dawn. All these people, all these dawns, and all these raids. These are shameful Stalinesque tactics. Stalinist. Let's go to some of our callers here. But I'm just saying, if you want to see a really good discussion of who Andy Weissman is. And Mark Levin concludes after this 40-minute interview that Andy Weissman is engaging in the attack on Donald Trump as a blood sport. He also makes it clear that none of the targets, like Roger Stone and Jerome Corsi and Michael Flynn, none of these people are merely the stepping stones through which Weissman and Mueller intend to bring down Donald Trump. So let's go to our callers. Let's start with George in Texas. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing? I just thought, you know, on Sean Hannity's tweet, it's breaking. Acting Attorney General says he's going to put an end to Robert Mueller's witch hunt.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Hannity's tweet.
Okay, wonderful. Can you read it?
Well, it's like I had to reboot my phone, but it was like 3 hours ago.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, that is news.
But
my,
you know, the thing
gosh
is, we all call the White House and tell the president, I do not want this guy. I'd rather Whitaker be nominated for AG and withdraw Barr's name because he's got too much dirt on him. And it's kind of suspicious when they said the Rat Rosenstein will resign after the new attorney general is confirmed because you know, because you can kind of see Rosenstein and this guy, William Barr, were sort of like buddies.
Well, yes. Now, the part of the confirmation hearings with William Barr that made me squirm the most were those moments where he effusively praised Rod the Rat Rodenstein and Robert Mueller. Bob Beria Mueller. And he said these were good guys, great guys. He knew them really well. He's friends with them. And he has complete admiration for them. Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, gee. I mean, I'm having trouble with that. You know, and that's along the lines of this. I read yesterday a tweet that supposedly Elliot Abrams either has been or is being considered for the nomination for the ambassador to Venezuela. Oh, gee. Oh, you know, and then we end up with who's this other guy here? Well, I mean, it's just a list of these guys, these Gary Cohn type guys that managed to, they are enemies of Trump, you know, vipers. That's the title of that book I read. Vipers in the nest, vipers in the White House. They're all around Trump. Now, by the way, let me go this. There's this hot breaking news. So let's go. Donald Trump just tweeted 17 minutes ago. Let's read what he has to say. Now, this is off your topic, George, but that's a big one. If the acting attorney general intends to end the Mueller witch hunt, wow, that is huge. But this is also a big story, and it shows, as I say, the polymath, genius in many areas, Donald Trump. He's aware, as you folks are in our audience, you've studied and you understand the global warming hoax. Well, Donald Trump is the first politician of national stature any of you have ever seen, any of us have ever seen, who can write things like this. This is his tweet of 17 minutes ago. In the beautiful Midwest, that's where I am right now, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees. That's happening right here where I am right now. Minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded. And folks, if you've never been in a wind chill of minus 60 degrees, in coming days, it's expected to get even colder. People can't last outside even for minutes. That's true. You take your gloves off in a temperature like that, and you're going to have frostbite really fast. And then President Trump says, "What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast. We need you." Oh, okay. Go ahead, George. Go back to your point.
I'll let you make room for your my other Texas colleague up in Dallas.
Okay, and I threw that in there. Thank you, George. And I threw that global warming tweet from the president just because it's his most recent tweet, only minutes ago, and it illustrates my point. This is a great man. He's a genius. He gets it. He's a patriot. He's with patriots. He's on your frequency. He's like you. As Joe in Missouri, who will always be remembered as the guy who first said it right on this show, Donald Trump's the first real American in our lifetimes elected to the White House. Let's go now to another real American, Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, you're on the air. Come in, Ken. I may have
lost. It's Dr. Kelly. Am I out
okay,
of order?
We probably lost Ken. My fault. And we're mighty pleased to have you here, Dr. Kelly. What's on your mind tonight?
I didn't want to be the first one to start a rumor until it was confirmed. But I think that Kamala Harris is not qualified for the office of the president, but that she knows more about Mayor Brown's willy than the Constitution. And I'd like to share the original 13th article of amendment with respect to titles of nobility or honor. And it clearly states that if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without the consent of Congress, accept and retain any present, pension, office, or emolument of any kind whatever from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power.
Now,
such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States and shall be incapable of holding any office of trust or profit under them or either of them.
Now how does this apply to Kamala Harris?
Oh, it clearly states that... The original 13th Amendment would have outlawed bar membership or attorneys and other titles of nobility.
Okay, all right. Now, hang on. We've got to go to a break. And Ken is with us. Ken, hang on there. We're going to get to you, Ken. Stay tuned, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
Hey, we're back, folks.
What I hate.
And we're going to go to Trenton Squeeze in Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you still with us? Come in, Ken.
Yep. Hey, Roger Stone, he's got a lot of books. I've got a couple of them. The thing about it is he lying in all of his books also, but he never gets sued?
Well, Roger Stone's a great patriot. He's a great guy, a great patriot, and I love what he's done here. And the president complimented him in a tweet saying, here's a man with courage who says, I will not bear false witness against the president. And, the game is, this is what Sidney Powell exposes in her book, is that Mueller's way of practicing law and Andy Weissman's way of practicing law is to the Star Chamber, torture, Lubyanka prison, waterboarding, you know, torture people, and they'll say anything you want. They'll, you know, you'll get. Go ahead.
I found Herr Mueller's name in a lot of books, and I take a postcard and I write, so your name in this book and this book and this book. So I'm going to get another one. This, I sent him. His name was in a lot of books.
Yes.
You got to be thanking me that I found them for him.
Yeah. Well, now let's go. I'm gonna as we close out the show here, Ken. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. Stay with me there. We're going to go to 9 minutes ago. The president tweeted again, and he's talking about an attorney, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. And I love this. This, and as I say, the man's mind ranges over everything, all manner of things. He's so well informed on so many things. Now he's commenting about Dick Blumenthal, who's all over the televisions with, again, another face that's obviously evil. Richard Blumenthal, if you look at his face, look into his eyes, you know, evil shows on people's faces so often. Anyway, here's what the president writes. How does Danang Dick Blumenthal serve on the Senate Judiciary Committee when he defrauded the American people about his so-called war hero status in Vietnam, only to later admit, with tears pouring down his face, that he was never in Vietnam, an embarrassment to our country? He's like that Indian, the Indian elder drum beater who said he was a Vietnam veteran, who wasn't. And the so the president, you know, taking a shot there at Danang, and he gives him this great name, Danang Dick. Very good, from President Trump. So he's out there, Mr. President, we salute you. He's out there tweeting, this embattled man. I love the, this report from George in Texas, that maybe we're going to see somebody end, shut down the Mueller witch hunt. This would be wonderful. And remember, they're closing in. Their goal, they're not closing in. Their goal, they've always been closing in. Their sole goal is the twofold goal. One, to mess up the Trump presidency. Just mess it up with all of the chaos that they create. Prevent his agenda. Number two, destroy Trump. And I'm going to give you number three, threefold. Cover up the Mueller crimes, the Weissman crimes, the Clinton crimes, the Obama crimes, the FBI and the judiciary crimes, Justice Department. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Hold on.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.